The Fairbanks Catholic Diocese has a new plan for paying victims of sexual abuse by clergy. The amended plan was filed in court yesterday by attorneys representing the Catholic Bishop of Northern Alaska, or CBNA, who oversees parishes in Western Alaska villages where most of the abuse is alleged to have occurred. The diocese is in bankruptcy to sort out its assets and pay damage claims. The $11 million compensation plan includes $1 million from the anticipated sale of the diocese Pilgrim Hot Springs property near Nome. Bishop's Special Assistant Robert Hannon says other more essential real estate is cashed out with diocese trust funds.
Under the terms of the amended plan, CBNA would sell key ministerial properties to the endowment in exchange for about $7.5 million in cash.
Hannon says the church needs to monetize the real estate through its own trust because it can't afford loans as originally proposed. Under the new plan, the church suffers no net loss to its endowment funds. The funds represent donations to diocese parishes and schools, and the church contends they're legally off limits. Victims attorney Jim Stang says claimants want the trust fund assets liquidated for compensation.
We would expect that the diocese would provide fair compensation to the 300 survivors, and that they utilize all of their assets to accomplish that.
The amended compensation plan does include contributions from parishes. The Diocese Hannon says the individual parishes are participating in the compensation package and seeking protection from further legal attack.
The parish communities, by contributing to the reorganization pool of compensation money, they then would also be then protected under the plan, all the parish communities. And they'd be contributing about $500,000.
Hannon says the two sides will likely continue to go back and forth to hammer out a package that works. Diocese insurance companies are a third party in the case and another major source of compensation funds. In September, a bankruptcy judge ruled out payment from a primary insurer because the diocese lost its policy documentation. But other companies may still provide millions of dollars to abuse victims. Upcoming hearings will look at what claimants are entitled to from insurance companies.